What's happening, Z-Pack? It's your boy, Z-Dog MD. I'm live and direct at the backyard. And it's Saturday night, and I'm watching the news, and I'm thinking about all my colleagues in Florida who are getting ready to ride out this Hurricane Irma. Irma God. It's a big deal, you guys. Like, seriously, all joking aside, it is a big freaking deal because it's projected, at least forecast currently, to hit on the Tampa side of the coast at a Category 4, which is absurdly powerful. And it hit Cuba at Category 5, and it's been just carving a swath of destruction through the Caribbean. Very akin to Johnny Depp's character in the movie of the same name. So what I wanted to talk about today, in an informal way, is the messages I've been getting from frontline healthcare people in Florida. We have a huge number of Z-Pack members in Florida. It is actually one of the top three states in the nation for Z-Pack members, according to Facebook. The other is New York and California and Texas. So those are the four top states, and also happen to be the four top, I think, in population. So it just kind of goes with that. So we're thinking about our folks out there, and last night we sort of we briefly touched on the helicopter, the life flight crash in North Carolina, and we were talking about that loss. And today I want to make sure that we try to prevent injuries and loss to healthcare people. So let's talk about it. I want your comments. I've been getting messages. I'm just going to pull up your comments, and I'm going to pull up some of the messages I got earlier from people who are prepping for the hurricane and are worried and had expressed some concerns. Heather Regal says the Z-Pack will eventually dominate in all states. Yes, the circle is now complete. So Gwen Newton is here riding out in Clearwater. I have to stay and be Team B for the hospital. Now, speaking of Clearwater, that rings a bell. I'm going to go to my notes here because I pulled out some of the comments I've gotten by private message the last couple days, and I want to read a couple of those. So one is from Corrine, who mentioned that one of the often forgotten groups of people, by the way, they're reporting tornadoes, early tornadoes forming, and tornadoes may actually be one of the manifestations of this hurricane as it comes through Florida. So you may think you're safe, but going outside is still a bad idea because these things can spawn the formation of tornadoes, which makes it even yuckier. And I want to say, too, the west coast of Florida, you know, Sanibel, Captiva, Naples, Tampa, those are some of my favorite places. I've met with Z-Packers out there. I've come and done talks out there. And I'm just thoughts your way to stay safe during this, because I know that at least 1 year, a hurricane did a lot of damage in Sanibel, really kind of cleaved the whole thing in half and changed the beaches even for kind of permanently. I'm more interested in keeping people safe. So Corrine had mentioned that one thing that we forget during these natural disasters is patients like dialysis patients. So patients who need a particular intervention regularly to survive, if they don't evacuate, if they refuse to evacuate, if they are left behind for whatever reason, you have to consider that this is a huge medical need now. And so where will the dialysis nurses be? Where will the electricity be? Where will the clean water be when you need it in those situations? So hopefully in these cases we have good disaster planning, and that we learned from Katrina and other disasters, including Harvey, which of course just happened. There's a helicopter as we speak. The other interesting comment that I wanted to bring up, I'm going to wait for this helicopter to pass. Meanwhile, I'm going to look back at some of your comments here. Let me pull them up again. So it looks like Naomi is in Tampa. So I'm thoughts out your way. Logan Stewart joined us. Dialysis nurse practitioner in South Florida. So worried about my patients, Aliyah Ali. I hope that they're taken care of, Aliyah. It's a really touch and go situation in these big disasters. And as we saw with Harvey, we got frontline healthcare practitioners talking to us about what was going on the ground there, and it wasn't pretty at all, but they did their best. Now, one of the things I want to talk about, let me just pull up the notes. So someone said, "Hi, Z, I have an issue that I haven't seen addressed here and would love to hear your feelings on it." And so this person is a nurse in Texas and said, "We get read the Riot Act before Hurricane Harvey, and how are we expected to make it work? How are we expected to make it to work Monday?" No, sorry. Let me reread this. So they got read the Riot Act before Hurricane Harvey, and how they were expected to make it to work Monday, literally, come hell or high water, or we'd be like sent to the administrator. And they offered us to stay overnight, but we felt that flooding would prevent us from coming to work. Now, a nurse friend in Florida facing Irma is being told the same thing. She said, if they don't make it to their next scheduled shift, they're terminated. What do you make of this? So this was one of several comments I got from people on the front lines in Florida who were saying, you know, our administrators are telling us we have to come in regardless of the hurricane. And so one comment said, just got word that nurses and families in Fort Myers are getting called in for mandatory hurricane duty, and they'll now not be provided food or water for themselves or families that came with them due to poor planning and an underestimate of how many people were coming to the hospital. I call bullshit. So that's what they're saying. So again, I can't confirm these reports. These are from frontline ZPackers who are there. And the question is, if this is happening, we need to really make sure that the planning is good this time and even better next time, because forcing people to come into a zone that's been evacuated seems to me a bit of coercion. Now, we expect our healthcare providers to be held to a higher standard, but threatening to fire them for not coming in and putting their families at risk and not evacuating, that seems difficult to me. Now, I don't know exactly the details of what's going on, so I expect you guys to leave some comments or private message me if you want to stay anonymous. But the idea that, yes, we need to staff our hospitals, but that's why you plan in advance. You don't coerce people like that. So hopefully I'm not missing something here and this really isn't happening, because it sounds undemocratic and inhuman a little bit. At the same time, we saw in Harvey, nurses and doctors and everybody on the front lines there stayed in the hospital to do their part whenever they could, and often got trapped there even when their homes were destroyed. So it's really a big deal. By the way, hit share on this video like you guys are doing right now. We want to spread the word. We want to rally the cry to support people who are going to be dealing with this massive storm. Let me get back to your comments, and then we'll read some other comments I got earlier. So Kim LaForce says, "My cousin missed dialysis during Harvey." I mean, there you go. I'm gonna try to line these up. Nursing home evacuated to Clearwater from Port Richey. Stage 4 cancer patient had to evacuate for that exact reason, says Lauren Hayes. And Marianne Kovacs made the previous comment. What do we got here? Here in Lutz, Florida, on active disaster codes until Tuesday, is Amy Amon. We're in West WNC, and our hospital's having us prep for disaster as well, says Devin Danner. So it's a big deal, you guys, and it's all an up and down the coast. Now, one thing I wanna read here, speaking of that. So Clearwater, Florida came up. I got a message. I'm going to try to keep them as anonymous as possible. They're giving some details. I'm going to skip here. Basically, it's a relative of a nurse at Countryside Hospital in Clearwater, Florida. And it says, "We're in the direct path of the hurricane. Doctors and families are taking shelter in the basement, but nurses aren't allowed. Additionally, they aren't allowed to have spouses or family in the hospital. Even worse, they've been told that they might have to evacuate, but gave no details as to whether or not they will be responsible for their own evacuation. It's a real mess, and I hope it's something you look into." So again, let me know from the front lines if this is what's going on. It seems uncool. But again, having not been there, it's kind of difficult for me to react in any meaningful way that isn't just irrational emotion. The other thing I was going to say is, obviously, you know, the exit routes and evacuation routes are pretty busy, to say the least. That's probably a euphemism. So getting out is difficult, but if you can evacuate and you're told to evacuate, please do. Let's go back to your comments now in real time. Christopher Ward says, when I prepared for a disaster, we slept in the hospital and moved our families out. So that makes a lot of sense because you don't want to put your family at risk for no reason. Let's see here. Ashley Doss says, we were expected to stay if we couldn't make it for our shift. They provided food for us and did a great job. Ashleya Doss. That's how you might imagine it ought to go. And guys, I'm going to go to a quick, because Facebook is doing a beta with me, I'm going to go to a quick Facebook 15-second ad that's supposed to target you. Let me know what you see, but it raises money for the show and allows this sort of thing to be possible, allows us to grow the show. So stick with me. We're going to come back, take more of your comments, and talk about Hurricane Irma and the frontline medical response to that. And we're also going to talk about a little bit of the Carolinas and Georgia. Stay tuned. Okay, we're back, guys. So not cool for nurses that are single moms. Scary if you can't be near your kids, Catherine Mitchell St. John. Well, that's for sure. Naples, Florida here. Sandy Mina, supposed to hit us directly. I'm at the hospital, though, hunkering down. Sandy, I'm going to pin your comment for now. Bam. Because we're going to be thinking about you and wishing for your safety. And you will be in our thoughts. Jessica, not everywhere is a mandatory evacuation, says Yvonne Harleen. So she's responding to a comment by Jessica. Savannah Hospital is evacuated to Statesboro, Georgia, says Amanda Horn. The governor's asking for volunteers for shelters, but I have to go in after the storm. I want to help, but it's impossible to do this. Why did they wait so long? Laurel Hayes Crespo. One thing, actually, I do want to talk about. So someone had sent me a tweet from Governor Rick Scott that I'm going to try to show right here so that you guys can see it. And if you need to respond to it, let's see if we can make that happen. There it is. Calling all nurses. Florida needs 1,000 volunteer nurses to help at our special needs shelters. Please email flhealth.gov. I'm going to leave that up for a second there. So if this is something you think you want to respond to, please do. They are looking for help, apparently. All right, let me read some more comments here. Okay, one of the things, okay, from Georgia. I'm going to keep this, so this is a comment that was sent to me before anonymously. I'm going to keep this short as I'm prepping for evacuating the Georgia coast, Brunswick to be exact. During Hurricane Matthew, our hospital closed its doors and evacuated all patients successfully. Matthew was a much smaller storm, although the area affected wasn't affected as badly as others. There was definitely impact to the area. Their evacuation of the hospital last October was smooth and impressive. However, as of today, our hospital plans to keep its doors open and hold patients already admitted, in a sense disregarding the mandatory evacuation that begins tomorrow. Of course, there is some time for that plan to change, but with much of the Southeast affected, they will now run out of placement options for the patients who are currently there. In my opinion, holding patients, and this is her or his email, holding patients during mandatory evacuation, potentially patients who are unaware of the severity of the storms due to AMS, altered mental status, other deficits, seems somewhat of a hostage situation or neglect. I can't for the life of me understand why they are choosing to do this in a hospital that is a mere 2 to 3 blocks from a tidal marsh, expected to meet Irma at high tide on Monday. Our parking lot lots flood with a rainless supermoon. Thoughts? My thoughts are, this is terrifying. So hopefully, and I'm getting bitten by ants, talk about a disaster. Hopefully they implement plans and hopefully the storm brushes past you without damaging stuff. And hopefully, but you're not supposed to hope, you're supposed to plan, right? So hopefully the planning will work. Another comment I got prior to all of this was at an ER in South Florida, it's already a crap fest. Rooms are full, hallways so full of stretchers that we actually ran out of stretchers. We ran out of O2 tanks. We're holding admits. Nurses with 7 patients. People are waiting over an hour in the lobby, and the hurricane hasn't even made landfall. Wow. All right. That's terrifying. But that's how things happen in a disaster a lot of the time. I'm going to read some more comments here. That you guys have in real time. So some people didn't get ads. Oh, Diane Deagle got an ad for Strayer University. That's fancy. Look, you can see what I'm... It's very meta. Very meta. Let's read some more comments. Our hospital opened emergency childcare and have nurses rotating to help with the care of children as well. That's fantastic. Patricia Dwyer is praying for everyone. Ocala in Marion County, lockdown starts down tomorrow. We're getting paid for the entire time we're there. Childcare and pet boarding is available for all staff required to be at work. HCA is an awesome facility. Holly Long. That is the first time I have ever heard HCA spoken of positively. And so thank you for that, because you've broken a record of nothing but complaints I get about HCA from people who work there. Let's read some more comments. Hang on. In an air mattress at the hospital as you speak, says Lisa Guajardo, RN. My family is home and prepared for Irma. Well, we are thinking about your family, Lisa, and making sure they're in our thoughts to stay safe. I'm an ARNP, couldn't evacuate with family because my job didn't make a decision about closing on Monday until too late. Luisa Wandra. That is very difficult, Luisa. I'm sorry. I wish the planning were better. I get the sense that there's a lot of complaints about planning. It is very hard to do, though, really, because you're hedging and, you know, even the authorities have no idea really what the actual path of the storm is going to be. But you have to plan for the worst. That's the thing, right? Even if it's expensive. Because failing to do that, we've seen, can be catastrophic. You know, and again, you know, the post-storm planning is also often not great. You know, you have all the problems with drinking water, access to care, infections. In Florida, you also have standing pools of water, which then you worry about Zika and all the other crap that comes with mosquito-borne illness. They were worried about that in Houston as well after Harvey, and they're still struggling with the cleanup there. Repeat of another comment, says Lema Humran. Pay nurses, linemen get paid well. Quit asking healthcare workers to volunteer, Lema. I mean, that's valid, right? You should be paid if you know, and then be expected to be there, expected to handle the evacuation of your family in advance, and then be there if they're paying you a whole bunch to be there. But that's not always the case. I have so many friends in Florida, I can't even wrap my head around what's going on, Michelle. And Michelle, again, it's not just Florida. We're thinking, you know, Georgia, the Carolinas, the Eastern Seaboard, like that. So this is a ton of rain in addition to the wind, the storm surge, which can be deadly, tornadoes, all that. You know what I mean? I'm acting like a weatherman. I know nothing about weather. So Andrea Obermeyer is in Central Florida waiting to go in tomorrow until I'm told to leave. That is awesome. Thank you for your service. Stay safe. Brittany Garrett in Cape Coral, Florida, in the ER taking care of patients in shifts. It's going to be a long road, but we will get through this together. Agreed. All right, let's take a walk, guys, and enjoy the Las Vegas stable weather pattern that seems to dominate in Las Vegas pretty much all the time. It rained last night, which was a little terrifying for Las Vegans, if that's the nomenclature. Let's see here. I'm gonna read some comments. Oh, I almost blocked someone accidentally. Man, I am covered in ants. Wow. What do you guys think of my Atari t-shirt? I got it from Target today, because that's where I shop. Man. These red ants, they hurt when they bite and itch. Erica Christine, I didn't consider Zika. Hopefully it's late enough in the season not to be too bad. Yeah, I mean, the hope is that it is, but there was some rumblings about worrying about a resurgence in that concern with all the standing water. Yes, my hubby is a lineman and a nurse. Very different situations as far as disaster pay goes. Jennifer Faust. Saw a news report today about a first responder from Harvey who is now fighting necrotizing fasciitis. I saw this as well, Stephanie Baxter. Prayers to all the rescuers. Be careful out there. Yeah, I think in the floodwater, you got a cut or something, got injured and ended up with neck fasc. Now, that can happen anywhere, anytime, but it's yet another, you know, risk of what's going on here. Let me see if I can make this image better. Hang on. Boop. Too bright? Maybe I'll go with that for a second, just for fun. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that because it's we're trying to be serious here, but they've got really stupid little filters now on Facebook that I will use by the end of this, just because. It's still monsoon season in Vegas, Holly Armstrong. Yes, it is. And Phoenix as well, where I was yesterday. It was storming and all that. My flight was delayed by a good hour. I'm a travel med tech in Hawaii, and my kids are right in the path of the eye in Lakeland, Florida. I'm sorry, Patricia. It's not easy to get out this close to the storm. Between the traffic and everything you have to get ready, it's not so simple. I can imagine that's the case, Emily Stone. I can't imagine it's easy at all. There's free-floating mercury in the waters of the waterways of the Houston area. Ah, that's no good. At least it's not free-floating Freddie Mercury, because that would be dope. That would actually be dope. You know what I mean? Bohemian Rhapsody. Nurses should make tons of money, Rebecca Besick. Yes, they should. So should school teachers. So should policemen. So should frontline infantry guys in the military. They should all make a lot of money, but unfortunately the world is unfair that way. Speaking of unfair, I'm going to unfairly throw you to another ad, because again, doing this project with Facebook. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Hurricane Irma and how to stay safe. Stick with me. What up, fam? We're back. All right, I think I'm going to take a few more comments here. Let's scroll it. But I just got here, Carrie Bennett. I'm still here, Carrie. I haven't abandoned you yet. My RNs here in Georgia on our vent units made sure we had narcotics, LOL. Forget water. Yeah, that's true. You got to remember where your priorities are. Airlines were awesome and capped flight prices to help more people get out. Emily Stone. So, Emily, you didn't see all the price gouging and everything that they talk about during hurricanes. That's actually good news and unusual. Ty Rutebook. Normal drive from Orlando to Georgia state line is about 3 hours. Took a friend 7 hours, and that was 3 days ago. Oh, good Lord. Stephanie Lappett didn't get an ad. Sometimes they don't have enough ads to serve up, and they just give you a countdown. All right, guys, what I would like to do is wrap this up. I want to thank you guys for caring about everybody in Florida and everything that's going on there. And I want to thank all the frontline, I'm trying to figure out how to use this little joystick, frontline healthcare professionals there who are holding it down. We're thinking about you. The ZPAC has your back. If you see some horrible abuse or something you want to let us know, or a bright spot, go ahead and private message me, and I can't promise you I'll be able to reply, but I read all the messages, and if it's something that needs to be told to the ZPAC, I can do it anonymously. Just make sure to signify in the message that you want to be anonymous. And on that note, we're kicking it old school. I love you guys. Stay safe. We're watching Irma, and we out. Peace.